Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hey Amid Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. We're about to quote the Tosefta, and we are in the sugyas of being Makadish with Maaseh Sheni, being Makadish with Hektish, one more Amud relating to these issues. So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, second to last line, Nun Hey Amid Beis. Ein Lochem Behema B'Ma'os Maaseh Sheni. It is not allowed to buy an animal with Ma'os Maaseh Sheni. Rashi adds in Chutz LiYerushalayim, right? That's the ultimate item to buy when one is in Yerushalayim. Tosefta that when one is out of Yerushalayim, it is not allowed to buy that. Why not? Why can't one buy an animal? Right, in Yerushalayim, that's what you buy. You buy animals to be able to give as eat lefnei Hashem. So what about outside of Yerushalayim? So Rashi quotes two opinions. One d'oraisa, one d'rabanan. Rashi says, Dichsiv vitzarta hakesef biyadecha. You shall take the money, you shall have the money in your hand, meaning once you have it, once you're poded onto money, so then you can't be poded onto anything else. You have to take that money that you switch from the Kedusha, from the fruit onto the money, and you have to take that up. Din daraisa, the ode, and number two says Rashi, Shema tachish b'torach haderech. Maybe the animal's gonna get weaker as you bring the animal up to Yerushalayim, and that's gonna cause a loss to Maaseh Sheni money. So that is why, says Rashi, you are not allowed to use it. Again, big machlokas, din daraisa, or a din drabanan. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, Pnei Yeshua emphasizes why you would need both reasons. Why isn't the first reason enough? A din daraisa. And he quotes the Gemara that we had back in the first parak. V'lachora yesh la tamua, tahavile ki Yehuda v'od l'kra. Remember, that's the phrase that means if you have a pasuk for something, and then you quote another reason. You don't need another reason once you have the pasuk. We had that lashon in the first parak. That's what he quotes. So the efshar mishum, he says maybe as follows: Dilatayim akama havishari miyal liknos payment to mimal letzorach shlamim shehi ikar mitzvahs by tisheni b'Yerushalayim berichuk makom. What if you're in a far place within Yerushalayim? You're in the most distant portion of Yerushalayim. Can you buy an animal there? So according to the first reason, yes. Right, v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. According to the second reason, maybe there's an issue of hachasha, maybe there's an issue of shema tachish, and that's why Rashi maybe quotes the second reason to say that shouldn't be done either. It should be close enough so the animal does not get weak on the way there, and the dinda araisa that we have. Tosfos has a third idea. Tosfos quotes Rashi, he does not think the pasuk is referring to that. Where in Shas do you have that drasha, says Tosfos? Right, the Gemara should quote such a drasha if it exists. Tosfos quotes Pirush Bekuntres, Chutz LiYerushalayim Mishum Dechsiv V'Tzarta Kesef Biyadecha, Tzarek Perek Pita Bekesef Tzura, V'od Shematachish, V'lo Nehira, says Tosfos, Tahad Be'inan Kesef Tzura Hayno Davka Derech Hilul, Kigon Liknos Davar She'ino Ochel, Sha'at Tzarech Lachzor V'Limkar, Avo B'mekach L'Holich Behemo L'Ochel Yerushalayim Shari. The only issue of putting it onto money, Kesef Tzura, and a Kesef She'esh Bo Simen, that's when you're Mechalel. That pasuk is talking about the way that you switch the kedusha, but in turn, that pasuk is not referring to when you buy something, when you do a transaction. That's not what the pasuk is referring to. Avo b'mekach laholich behemo laochli Yerushalayim shari v'lo b'ina kesef tzura. Tosfos, therefore, a couple of lines later, in the name of the Ri, gives another answer. Nira l'ri lefarish, a different pshat, ayinu taima. Why are you not allowed to buy animals? Gezeira shemiyigdal adarim adarim. Because if you buy an animal somewhere else, then we're worried that you might not bring the animal up to Yerushalayim, right? You might stay where you are and want to graze the animal and use the animal to create offspring from the animal. And therefore, Tosa says that's his daya, the reason for this Tosefta. Good. So we have three reasons. So the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says you can't buy animals with your Maaseh Sheni money outside of Yerushalayim. V'im lakach, what if you did? Right, this is going to relate to our Mishnah. As we know, that's why this is brought here. V'im lakach, what if you did buy animals outside of Yerushalayim? Again, it would be unusual because the whole purpose of why you changed the Kedusha, why you were machalo from the fruit onto money, it was pashas because it's too much of a schlep. So you want to bring the money up to Yerushalayim. But let's say you're almost there and you see a great animal. You're like, oh, this is a great animal. I'm going to use it as a carbon. So let's say, yeah, that happened. So what would be the din bidi eved? V'im lakach. So it depends, says the Tosefta. Bishogeg. Bishogeg yachsu damin lam koman. If you bought the animal bishogeg, so then you return the money. Right? Mekach tos, we might say. You didn't realize that that was Meister Sheni money. So you give the money back to the seller, and the animal goes back to the seller, and the money goes back to the buyer. Yachzeru damim limkomam. Right? Rashi says on the second line, the mekach tosu, it's a mekach tos, it's a faulty transaction. Shilu yada shein mi mos, mi meiser lo ayalocha. Right? If he knew that it was mos meiser shady, he wouldn't have bought it. Lo hayalocha. It's an interesting lashon. If you look in most other Rishonim, they also say like Rashi Mechatos, but they say the opposite formulation. He wouldn't have sold it. What do you focus on, the Mechatos? Is it focused on the buyer or on the seller? So Rashi focuses on the buyer. He wouldn't have bought it, for he wouldn't have changed his money onto the animal. If you look in the Ritva as an example, there are a number of Ritvas on today's daf, especially in Amud Beis, which we'll get to. But the Ritva here says, "To Anan Sadi, the Ilu Havi Yoda Yoda Mocher to Mos Meiser Sheni Heim Lo Hayarotze." If the seller, he wouldn't want Meiser Sheni money coming to his Rishus to Abik Tushasayu Kaimi, but Tzarach Lahalo Some Yerushalayim Lachlan. Now he has Meiser Sheni money. He's got to bring this up to Yerushalayim. I don't want this. I had an animal. So what do I need this for? So that's why Rov Rishonim say like the formulation of the Ritva, that the seller wouldn't have been interested in it. But either way, it's a Mekatos. So again, you can't buy the animal outside of Yerushalayim. If you did, Bishogeg, so then the money goes back to its original place, meaning Mekatos. Bimezid, what if Bimezid, you knew it was Meister Shady money, you knew it shouldn't be done, but you did it anyway. So then, ta'alev te'achel b'makom. So then, it stays, and you have to bring the animal up and eat it in Yerushalayim. I mean, you can't change it back onto money, you can't do anything else with it, you have to actually bring that animal up and eat it in Yerushalayim. Why does it say b'makom? So Rashi notes, that's based on the psukim in the Torah. Rashi says, b'Yerushalayim, d'chsiv el ha'makom asher yivchar. Rashi is noting and reflecting that the word Yerushalayim does not appear in the Torah. A number of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Parshas Re'eh, El HaMakom, Asher Evcha, the place that I'm going to choose, the place that I will show you. Hashem did not tell Am Yisrael in the Torah, did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built. It's El HaMakom, and that's what we know. It ends up being Yerushalayim, as the first time Yerushalayim is mentioned in Tanakh is Yehoshua Perek Yud. It's the first time it's mentioned, not before that. And even where the Makom HaMikdash is going to be, the Gemara in Zvachim describes how David HaMelech wasn't sure where it was supposed to go. Right, he goes there, he thought it was a place a little higher up, elevation, Ein Itim. And Hashem says, no, that's not the place, it's Ben Ksefav Shachin, it's gotta be a little lower, between other taller mountains, but that's, it says Bamakom, that's the only place it says that in the Torah. Good. And we also have noted that in Yerushalayim in the Torah sometimes, I should take a step back, the phrase Lifnei Hashem in the Torah, Achronim point out, is used for three different places. Lifnei Hashem. Right? What does Lifnei Hashem mean? So sometimes it says certain karbanos have to be shechted Lifnei Hashem. That means in the Azara. Lifnei Hashem. Other times Lifnei Hashem is used for Harabayas. Bachatzos was called Shofar Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Harabayas. And sometimes Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. Kashem Kalam can be eaten Lifnei Hashem. So how is that possible? That you can have the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, used three different ways. What does it mean? So the answer is, as is explained, that it must be that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is really just an outgrowth of Kedushas Mikdash. The Rambam even says a number of times in Pirush HaMishnayos that the Mishnah would say the word Mikdash, even though it means all of Yerushalayim, the end of Rosh Hashanah, right? The blowing shofar on Shabbos. But Mikdash, how are you talking about Medina? So what's the Mikdash versus Medina? So Rov Rishonim assume Mikdash is Mikdash, Medina is outside of Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says there, and in Meister Sheni also, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. How does that, same question. How does Lifnei Hashem, how does Mikdash mean Yerushalayim? That means Mikdash. The answer is no. Because Kedushas Yerushalayim is an outgrowth of all of Kedushas Mikdash. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that's a different type of Kedusha. Right, that might be from without to within. While Kedushas Yerushalayim is from within to without. It starts with Aaron, it starts with Mikdash, and then it branches and spreads out, and that's how the whole Yerushalayim could be called the Makom. Because the Makom is the Makom HaMikdash, but the whole thing could be called the Makom, just like it's all called the Lifnei Hashem. So maybe that's also, again, that's part of the message of the Gemara here in Rashi, that it's that Makom is the place, Yerushalayim in the Torah, and it is alluded to, not mentioned explicitly what it is. Again, you have a remez in Breishis, Yiresh, Shalem, Kadosh Baruch Hu put it together, what Avram called it, what Shem called it, Yerushalayim, but it's not Mefurish, not Mefurish in the Torah, until Sefer Yehoshua. Okay, let's continue. We're in the middle of the Tosefta. So, somebody buys the animal outside of Yerushalayim. B'shogeg Bekartos. B'mezid. So then he has to bring the animal up to Yerushalayim. Amar Rebbe Yehuda. B'med Varam Amurim. When do we say that if it was B'mezid, so then the deal sticks and you have to bring the animal up to Yerushalayim. B'miskavin V'lokach Tchila L'shem Shlamim. If you actually bought it as a carbon shlamim, it was mezid. B'mezid, so you were a bad guy that you violated, but you were a good guy that you dafkat kavana that you were going to bring it as a carbon. Miskaven velachatchila l'shem shlamim aval b'miskaven lahotzi ma'os meiser sheni lachulin. But if you had no intention of bringing anything up to your shalayim, you had meiser sheni money, but you're like, okay, it's, I don't care. I'm going to buy an animal now and I'm going to eat it here. So in that case, bein shogig ben mezid. So then there's no difference between shogig and mezid. Shogig meaning the previous case we had spoken about, and also mezid. This case, yachzru damim limkomam. If you ben mezid are misappropriating and misusing meiser sheni money, that's a mekach tos, yachzru damim limkomam. Fine, that's the tosefta. So now we ask our kasha. V'hon, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. We know Rav Yehuda the Amora. Okay. Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of Rav, Talmud of Shmuel. Here we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana. So, Stira with our Mishnah. How could Rabbi Yehuda here in the Tosefta say that if you bemazed use Meiser Sheni money, it's meaningless, it's mekatos. So why in the Mishnah does he say it's a good marriage? V'yonan tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bemazed kidesh. You're misappropriating, misusing Meiser Sheni funds, and the marriage works, which means it's Yotzei Lechulin. Right, so what do you mean? I thought it should be nothing. It shouldn't be good. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Isha Yoda'as, She'en Mos Meiser She'ni Mischalin Al Yada, Va'olavo Chalta B'Yushalayim. There's a distinction, the Gemara says, between Kiddushin and regular Meiser She'ni. Everybody, the woman knows that this money has to be brought up to Yushalayim. It's amazing. Everybody knows everything. And even though the man shouldn't be doing this, maybe, lechatchila, but the woman knows she has to bring this money up to Yerushalayim, and she has smichas das, that's what she's gonna do, and that's what she's gonna get hana from it. So therefore, that's why it's not a problem. Because she knows, and therefore, what's she doing wrong? There's nothing wrong here. He's giving her the money of Meister Shani, and she's going up to Yerushalayim. There's no aveira being done. What about, in this case, buying the animal outside of Yerushalayim? That's a problem. That's a problem. Why? Rashi explains. Second to last skinny line. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Mas nisan leka lemiknasei klal. There's no reason to be kones. Tisha yodas v'chulu v'lo neskavna l'tzia l'chulin. There's nothing wrong being done here. Aval mocher ze yodeya shamos mischalelas ala behema. V'chulin hein biyado. But this seller, he sells his animal, he gets the money, he knows that the money, the kedusha is chal on the animal. And the money that he has now is chulin if it changes. V'avra lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. And he's violating because he knows that this buyer has kavana to eat it wherever he's selling it to him. So therefore, it's a problem. That's the difference between why we say that Meiser Sheni's case is a mekartos, while in the Kedushin case in our Mishnah, everything would be okay. Says the Gemara, really? Is this really true? You have another problem. Again, there are a number of issues to mention, but we'll just continue first. Maskev L'Rav Yirmiyah, you're telling me, if everybody knows, so there's not going to be a problem. So what do you mean? How about the following case? Fari behema tameav on the mikarkos. To adam yodeya she'en mos meiser she'ni mischalin aleihen. Everybody knows. Everybody's on a high level. Everybody knows that with meiser she'ni money, you can't buy avadim, or karka, or non-kosher animals. Everybody knows that. Vitznan, and it could be everybody knew that in the days when meiser she'ni was more lomaisa. When every couple of weeks you were heading up to Yerushalayim. So everybody knows what you're allowed to buy. It was a very common occurrence. Everybody was very lamaisa. So lamaisa, everybody like any lamaisa halacha, people are familiar with. So everybody knows that you can't buy these items with Meiser Sheni money. Vitznan, and yet we learned in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni, what if you did? Ein lochem behem tmeav on the vekarkos, but most Meiser Sheni, afilu b'Yerushalayim. That's even in Yerushalayim, right? Because these are not edible items. V'im lochach, and if you did, it doesn't say it's a mekach. It doesn't say that everybody knows, and therefore, you should, the parties involved will do what they're supposed to do. Right, that's what we thought. Like, the woman knows that the marriage is not gonna, the money can only be used in Yerushalayim, so she'll bring it up. So what should we say here? Everybody knows this, and therefore if you did it, everybody would know, and therefore, if I have the money, really, it didn't work. And therefore, because it just wasn't chal. But what did the Mishnah say? V'imlokach. If I have these, if I bought, I have the non-kosher animal, and the seller has the money somewhere. So instead of saying what I would have thought to say, that that money still has Kedusha, and everybody knows that. No, no, no. I have to be responsible. Yochal Kenegdan. I have this animal now, but I have to think wherever the seller is, he's not going to act properly with that money. So I have to take extra money and say, I'm going to designate this money with Kedusha Meister Sheni and treat this money with Kedusha Meister Sheni. But what do you mean? Doesn't everybody know? Doesn't the seller know? And therefore, what do I have to worry about him for? Just like in our Mishnah case, the woman knows, so too the seller knows. Says the Gemara, you're right. No, it's not that everybody knows. Generally, people don't know all the halachas. You know why in our Mishnah she's married? Because we're talking about an Isha Chaveira. Ela hacha ve'isha chaveira askinan diyada. Really, the average person on the street will not know all of the halachas, and therefore you have to cover for them. And therefore, in the case of Beis Hamikdash and Avadim, the buyer has to take out money and designate more money and treat it as Meister Sheni. So the seller does not run into problems with the money that he has. But in our case, we're talking about an Isha Chaveira, and therefore it is okay. Good. Let's go backwards and then first a thought on this last line. And that is Tosas. Tosas wonders, could I be Mechalel something on that's not in my Rishus? Where's the money? What happened here? I inappropriately used my Meister Sheni money to buy a non-kosher animal. And now, what does the Mishnah say? I have to cover for the money that the other guy has somewhere, the seller. I have to take more money and say that wherever that money is, the Kedusha is chal onto this money. Does that work? It's not in my Rishus. Could you be Mechalel Dover Sheina Bershuso? As Tosas, bottom Tosas, fourth line in Maskif. V'yim kain, hey chaya yachol l'chalalam, v'hari ein adam mischalal davar she'ena b'shuso. How can you be mischalal? How do you switch the Kedusha? Kidza amar b'perek meruba. Remember the case in Merubin, Baba Kama, right? The Gemara says there, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Gazal, right? This came up recently. Gazal v'lonis yashu ha-bailim. If somebody steals something and the bailim did not have yesh yet, shneim einem yacholon l'haktisho. Neither of them can be makdashit. Zelefi she'eno shelo, the gazlan cannot be makdashit because it's not his. The zelefi she'eno b'shuso. And the nigzal can't be makdashit because it's not his b'shus. And the Gemara there asked from the tsnuin. The tsnuin, the people who took from what they weren't supposed to take. Yitsnuin she'e omer klanilka mizei mechulan amos halalu. Somebody, the people who wanted to make sure that their friends didn't run into Averis will say that even people who took from my property without Rishus, you know what, I'll be Mechalel, the Kedusha's Achal on this fruit or on this money that I have. And the Gemara asks from there, so what do you see? The Gemara is bothered. Just like you can't be Makdash Davashin Ebershuso, you shouldn't be able to be Mechalel Davashin Ebershuso. And that's what the Gemara has to come up with an answer that you're give more of a general lashon. But either way, the Gemara's question, Tosa's question is, why should this chilul work? So, two answers given in Tosa's. First answer is, inachinami. Inachinami, upir shriva, de'ein ze ele knasa de kansuhu lo lokeach, abo lo olam amos kadosha b'yana mocher. Really, this doesn't work. Really, wherever the money is, and the seller's rishus, it still has kadosha. But we want to try to make sure that this doesn't happen. Say, if we find the buyer, so maybe he'll think twice before doing this next time. And that's why it is done. You're right. In a chinami, fundamentally, it cannot be done on a davar she'ena b'rishuso. Number one. That's the name of the Riva. And then Tosas quotes, Rabbeinu Meir, Mifaresh. Rabbeinu says it's a difference. Shiny hacha. Shaha lokeach yachol achala maiser b'yadam ocher. Why? Mishum dizchusu lo lamocher. V'zachin lo la'adam shalo b'fanav. Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanav. What am I doing? I'm not taking anything from him. The money that he's going to use outside of Yerushalayim, what am I doing? I'm just making that into chulin. That's a good thing for him. You're not taking anything from him. You're not being mafresh truma for him. That you get into the sugya that we alluded to yesterday, zachin mei adam. No. Right now, that guy has money that he's going to do an aveira with. So now, he has money that he's not going to do an aveira with. Beautiful. I'm doing a zchus for him. And that's why it is going to work in this case. Zchusu lo lemocher, v'zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. And then he adds in what Baal Tosfos say all over Shas, to hazachia mitam shlichus, v'havi kamo shliach. He's like a shliach. Remember the sugya we had back on daf earlier, we discussed it. In the beginning of the second parak, on daf mem beis or so, ski mitam shlichus, la mitam shlichus, Tosfos holds, they go together, vachanami amrinan, and then he goes into the sugya of nidarim, tari mishol shel chavero, and he gets into schusulo, to be mafresh truma, but then we have the Rashba and the Ksos about zachin me adam, and Tosfos goes into, why don't you say this by the tsnuin also? What about the case in Baba Kama? Right, that's a case where I'm trying to be mafresh on the behalf of the people who took, there we don't say it, why? Because they were talking about gazlanim. What, zachin la'adam for people who stole from me? That's what we're going to do. Shari gazlanim atzmam. Einim yichon l'takin klum ha'shebiyadam. Shari einim shalahem. Gazlanim asyashu. They can't do it themselves because they're gazlanim. So they can appoint me a shliach. You can't make a shliach for something that you can't do yourself. That's why that case is different. That's what the Gemara had the problem there. But here, beautiful. It's a regular case of shchiyah. And therefore, you should be able to do it on their behalf. Beautiful. Just going back to the previous line, and then we'll continue. The previous line, the Gemara's question, original question, the Stira Rabbi Yehuda, was why by Kiddushin does it work, but by Maaser Sheni, we said it was going to be a Mekach Tos. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, why don't we just say Kiddush, the Gemara does answer, there's a difference between Kiddush and Maaser Sheni, but the Gemara uses an answer, what we might call a practical answer. Well, the Maaser Sheni is a difference. Here the woman knows, here he doesn't know. Why don't you say a much more fundamental answer? When it comes to Kiddushin, we say it works because, and by Mammon is Mechavtos, because by Mammon is, that's Hefker Bezen Hefker. And by Mammon is, there the Rabbanan have power, and they could say the whole thing is all void. By Kiddushin you won't say that. Why? As the Pnei Yeshua has the important line, the Rabbanan don't apply their power of Afkeinu to uproot a marriage unless in very, very, very small cases. And only where Chazal said to say it. We don't just apply, we have a problem, so we'll say Afkeinu. So says the Pnei Yeshua, that's a much more fundamental answer the Gemara could have given. By Dini Mammon, it's Efker Bezen Efker, so they say it's a Mekatos. But in the case of Kiddushin, we wouldn't say that. V'yeshlo tamua svaras amakshe. Ha'dekansu rabbanu v'yamru. Delo avi zvina misham davi midi demamona. V'ki agavna ashkechan tuva. To Hefker Bezen Hefker. Mash'enken b'kiddushin. Amai pshitale to live to la Kiddushin. You're saying, why should the Kiddushin work? Adaraba. B'chol duchti makshe ashas. Right, the Gemara always says, midaraisa. When do you ever have Mika Midi to be the Raisa Avi Kiddushin? The Chulu. And the Gemara has to answer Afkinu Rabbanan. But that's a very limited concept. Miyu Hecha de Itmar Itmar Hecha de Lo Itmar Lo Psika Milsa. So therefore, I don't understand the question. And he goes into, but that's his problem. The problem is that the Gemara could have given a much more fundamental answer. Mammon is for sure Mechatos. Hefker Bezen Hefker. Kiddushin, the Rabbanan don't get involved unless they have to. And that is a crucial point that we find throughout the Rishonim already. The Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, that the principle of Afkeinu, of uprooting a marriage, is used very, very sparsely. In certain extreme, clear cases it might be used, but very, very not often. The Rashba, even, the Rashba is a tshuva, where it should be used, and he says, you know what, I'd rather not use it. The Rashba in Aleph, Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, he has a case where there was a man who ran over to a woman and was makadish her in an inappropriate way, right? She didn't even realize what was going on, so, and then she accepted it. So the Rashba says, you know what, we should make laws in the city that anyone who doesn't get married in this way, you know, the marriage shouldn't be a marriage. Make these laws. But then the Rashba says at the end, but even though we made these laws to scare people, if it's done otherwise, I probably would require a get. That's what he says. V'ilu ratzel atakin akihilos. O kol kila v'kila. Ligdor mebrei takalos elu. Yaseh takana b'mamad kulam. V'yafkiu me'atav yarolam. B'mafkia. Kol d'man she'yirtsu. But then he says at the end that I'm still not sure. I'm still not sure if I would use it. And the Rama also in Eben Ezer, the Rama in Eben Ezer generally says this is in Chaf Ches Chaf Aleph. Just find in Chaf Ches Chaf Aleph the Rama writes, quotes this idea. Kal Shetiknu Va'asu haskame beinehem. Shekomei shiyakadish below asara o kayotze bazeh. Va'aber echad v'kidish chayshidon l'kidushin mitzricha get. Af apisha kol hisnu beferish lo yu akidushin v'fkir bamono afilo achi yesh lahachmer l'inyin ma'isa. Quotes the Maharik. So even with these, so we very, very not often use afkeinu, and that's what the Pnei Yeshua's claim against the Gemara is. You know, why did the Gemara say something, a more fundamental distinction? Okay, let's continue now, says the Gemara, second to last line. Omar Mar, in block of Yochal Kenegdon, so this last Mishnah from Maaser Sheni said, if somebody bought a behemoth Tameo or Avadim Vechulu, so the sale works, and he should just Yochal Kenegdon take other money and use that as Maaser Sheni. Ask the Gemara via Mai, Yachsu Damavlim Komam Ki Hasam. Right, so why don't we say that the, okay, I'm saying the Gemara asked that before. Okay, so you can say that's part of what the Gemara is asking now, but he's saying the Gemara should have given this answer even originally. But, so why don't we say, Lamaisa, why don't we say that there's a Mechatos here, and Yachsu Damim Limkomam? The Reshua's emphasis was Mitzad the Kiddushin, right? What's the Havamita to ask? Mitzad the Kiddushin, for sure the Rabbanan aren't going to get involved and just say it works. Why is the Gemara so bothered that it works here and it doesn't work by Mamonis? We know it doesn't work by Mamonis. Now we're trying to extend that even in this case of Mamonis, why don't you extend it? Okay, so you're building, because I have the Reshua, what do you ask that here? You're asking that you should build on it, correct. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Mechatos, in this case of Behemoth Tameya, Kiha, some say, Omar Shmuel says, you're right. You would say it if it would be possible, but here it's not. Kishe Barach. The seller ran away. So there's nothing to do. You can't give him back the money. So Gemara says, V'taima debarach. The reason is because he ran away. Alo bar kansidon lemocher. If he would still be here, so then we would make the seller give back the money and take back his animal. The nikna say, lokech. Why would we do that? Why wouldn't we let him keep the animal and find the lokech, find the buyer? He was the one that did something wrong. So Gemara says, Lava akbura ganav elachura ganav. No. What's the problem? If you have a mouse running into a hole, right? A mouse can't survive without the hole. So the seller is what made it possible for the buyer to violate. And therefore, we're going to find the seller. So the Gemara says, V'lo achbar achura mayak avid. What about the avid? What if you only had the hole and no mouse? There wouldn't be a problem either. So really, the buyer is the one that's the problem. So the Gemara answers, Mistava, Kalechadika, Isura, Hasam Kansinon. Mistama, wherever the Isser is, you know, that's where we're Kones, and therefore, if the seller would still be here, that's who we would find, because he has the Maaser Sheni money. If you look on the Chashuke Chemed here, he discusses, he uses this line of wherever the Isser is in a case of Geneva. There was a case where a Ganav, stole a lot from a house, and he had a driver. He wouldn't be able to schlep all the stuff that he stole by himself. So he had a driver. Ba'al masa'it. Azar lo ayidei shehovil ba'masa'it etakaneva. And then afterwards they're found out. And the question is, where do you... who do you find? Es mi yiknesu bezdin. Kasher i'efsha lignosa shnehem. Whatever the case is. Do you find the Ganav himself, or do you find the Masa'i driver who took all the Kaneva and helped schlep it and get it out? And then he talks about other cases. But anyway, the Masa'i brings up our Gemara, who says, maybe, as our Gemara says, where the Isser was last that you know of, the Baal Masa'i, maybe he should be the one, because that's where the goods were. Okay, here we go, Rabosai. The Mishnah, the next Mishnah, this Mishnah, the next couple of Mishnahis. Actually, the next there's two more Mishnayos in the parak, but this one is one of those fun Mishnayos that it has all different areas of halacha in it that we can touch on and that the Gemara touches on. So here we go. If the topic of the Mishnah is being mekadesh a woman with isuri hana, so I'm not allowed to get hana from certain items, so or she can't get, so that wouldn't be a kiddushin. Hamekadesh ba'arla. Somebody tries to be mekadesh with arla, fruit of the first 3 years, bekilei akerem, bishar haniskal, an animal that is on death row, you have to kill, be'egla arufa, and the egla arufa meaning even after it was ne'araf, right, the anonymous corpse case, be'tzipore mitzora, u'be'se'ar nazir, nazir at the end of his naziris has to shave his head, that hair is asr bahana'a, u'be can't make a wig out of it, u'be'peter chamor, Ubasar, petachamar is the donkey before you switch it with the sheep. So the donkey itself is asr bahana. Once you switch it with the sheep, then it's fine. You give the sheep to the kohen, then the donkey is mutter. But before that, petachamar, ubasar, bechalav, also asr bahana, vechulet shenishkatu bazara, Eina Mukudeshes. If you try to use any of these items, so then it doesn't work because they're all Aser Bahana. Machron v'kiddush b'demehen mikudeshes. If you sell any of these and you get money for them and use that money, then it works. Because by all of these, the damim are not nitfasim. The Isser Hana doesn't switch onto the money. This is not like what two items are not in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to talk about. Avodah Zarah and Shemitah. Right? So those are two cases where the damim might be nitfasim. So this halacha would not apply. But here, all of these, the damim are nitfasim, and therefore, if you switch it, if you sell it and you have the money, then the money you would be able to use. The Rashba here notes, first a general point about all of them, the Rashba says, what happens if these items are burned? Right, some of these are Nisrafin, Kilei Akerim have to be burned. Could you use the ashes? He says you can't use these items. What about Nisrafin? Nisrafin Efron Mutter, right, the Mishnah says later on in Kachim, asks the Rashba. Says the Rashba, but then it wouldn't be these items. You're right, Mimanafshach. If it's not burned, it's still the item, and then they're Aser Bana. If they're burned, and therefore they are ashes, and it's Mutter Bana, you know why it's Mutter Bana? Because it's Panam Chadash's Baal Lakan. It's not these items. And therefore the Mishnah is okay. Mishnah is okay, because the Mishnah is not teaching us any of these halachas. Let me just find you the line. Umistavra. Dainim Kudeshes Afilu Kitcha Pisash al Paris Arla, Shibdahashta Mia Lesluhu Damim, the Asulam Okran. Vimisham Ephron Ha'enu Ba'olam. First of all, you can't sell it now. Legabei, she can burn it, then use it, because that's a davar she'enu ba'olam. Ulechi kali lei, and when it's actually burned, kegufa achrina dami. Velo zehu masha kitchabo. This is not what was he was makadisher with. And even though we say, according to some Tanoim, if he says, Hariyam Mekudeshes li after I convert, right, something like this, like that, that's different. There, it's the same goof. And here, the goof is different, and it's going to be worse than a new status. It's just going to be a whole new item. Good. Let's continue. Arla, as the Mishnah says, back to the beginning of the Mishnah, is Aser Bahana. Am I allowed to destroy Arla? Anything wrong with that? Arla is Aser Bahana. Is there Baal Tashchis by Arla? That's a discussion. Where is this discussed? Some of the Achronim discuss that in certain circles, there's a minhag to throw food at a chasen and kala. Throw barley, throw grain, right? Simin bracha. There is, it's quoted in some nosekelim on Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Aleph, right, discusses throwing food, and the Shulchan Aruch says you should throw chitim and not certain items that could get mushy and ruined. But what about Arla? What about Arla? So the Pri Megadim there in Aruch Hayim discusses about throwing Arla. Is there an Isser Baal Tashchis by Arla? It's Aser Bana anyway. So is there an Isser of destroying food? So the Pri Megadim mentions that Arla fruit should not be thrown. Because besides the Isser of destroying fruit, Baal Tashchis, there's also an Isser of Bizui Ochlin. And Bizui Ochlin would apply even by Peiros Arla, right? Bizui, you're being mafazi, you're taking a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you and rejecting it. So therefore, this would apply even to Arla fruit. So also, the Samach Rona discussed in Shuvas Rav Paulim, that's the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, he discusses, could you make Birchas Ha'ilanos on Peiros Arla? Right, can you make the Peiros Ha'ilanos? Lahanos Ben B'nei Adam. So is it Dafka, this tree, Lahanos Ben B'nei Adam? Right, or is it trees in general? So the Rav Palam assumes that it's mutter. Because Berachos Ilanos is not a bracha, you make it by a tree, but it's not on a specific tree, but it's trees in general, and therefore it is okay to make that bracha. Also, something that we discussed a couple of weeks ago, this tree is going to become mutter in a couple of years. Even though the fruit hanging on it right now will never become mutter, we discussed this back in the first parak, whether Arla is called Yesh Heter Li Yisuro, but that is the Rav Palim in Chela Gimel Simen Tes regarding Arla. So again, back to the issue. So if somebody's Makadish Ba'Arla with all of these items, it doesn't work. Ask all the Rishonim, I have a Kasha. What about, these items are all Aser Bana, but you could use them Shalok Kederach Hanaso, can't you? What if if there's something that's Aser Bahana, and I want to be manana from it, Shalok Kederach Hanaso, is that allowed? Asks Tosfos, Dibra Masal HaMakadish, V'im Tomar, Amai Eina Mukudeshes, Harishari Lehenos Bimenu, Shalok Kederach Hanaso, you could get Hana from it, it's for sure not an Issa Daraisa, to get Hana from it, Shalok Kederach Hanaso. So Tosfos answers, two answers. Number one, V'yesh lomar b'kan ma'iwi d'leka shavet pruta el k'derech hana aso. You're right, you'd be able to get hana shalo k'derech, but that hana would only be worth half a pruta. Inachinami, you're right, but it would only be worth half a pruta. Or, Tosfos says, the woman doesn't have das for that. She's not so mechaz das for that. Ha'isha svura she'ish lo hanas d'erech hana asan ve'eno kein v'osam chadaita. Fundamentally, Tosfos is basically saying it would work. But, A, you don't have enough. And number two, she's not so mechaz das. But what if they explicated it should work? That's Tosfos. If you look in the other Rishonim, look in the Ritva says here, there's still an issa d'rabanan to be ne'ne shalok derech hana'aso by Isuri hana'ad araisa. Meaning, Tosfos sounds like he doesn't say that. Fundamental machlokas Rishonim here between Tosfos and the Ritva. If you have something that's asur b'ana, basur b'chalav, am I allowed? To get hana from basar v'chalav shalok k'derech hana aso. Tosfos says yes. Ritva says no. Right, that's why the Ritva gives a different answer than Tosfos. It's still also made rabbanon, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Then, fascinatingly, again, the Ritva on this amud is crucial. The Ritva says, why is that different? Then you're telling me that because it's also made rabbanon, the marriage doesn't work. What if I get married in front of edim that are pasul made rabbanon? Edim pasul made rabbanon. They're gamblers, right? Masake b'kuvia. So, if somebody gets married in front of Edim Sulam Idrabanan, says the Ritva, the marriage works. Mekudeshes. It might not be the best thing to do, but Mekudeshes. What's the difference? Why am I not allowed to get benefit? If I can't get benefit from some Idrabanan, then it's not a marriage. While in front of Edim Sulam Idrabanan, it is a marriage. So, the Ritva quotes his Rebbe. He says, no, there's a big difference. Because in the case of the Edim, the marriage is a perfect marriage. And on a Daraisa level, everything's perfect. You're not doing anything that's asur midrabanan. You're right, the people have a status midrabanan. That's different than the marriage action itself being problematic midrabanan. Getting hana, avalhacha, kiva damarachmana delasev la mamona, umaydiyov la hashal av mamonahu, taha asura drabanan alay. The money that you're using is not allowed to be used, because it's asur midrabanan. That's different than the external, the edim are more external, the Ritva says, and therefore it is not a problem. Then the Ritva goes into, what if the woman is a chole that is allowed to use the isur hana, that the Mishnah Malach also discusses that, so we'll have to come back to that. But again, that is a great topic discussed here on the Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Remember, Kilai Akarim is discussed because that's the only one that's Asur Bahana. Kilai Zraim, other items are Asur to create. But you're allowed to even eat it. Right? Fruit that are hybrids, right, that are put together, you're allowed to eat. Only Kilai Akarim is Asur Bahana. And clothing, right, the five types of Kilayim. Clothing is Asur to wear. Shatnis. You're allowed to sell Shatnis. It's not Asur Bahana. It's only Yisur Levisha. And the animals also. There's an issue of cross-breeding and cross-working. But let's say there's a mule, right? You're allowed to get hana afterwards. It's just Kilei Akarim is the only one that's Asur B'hana. That's why that's the one in the Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara. Ba'ar laminala, and how do I know in all these cases, the Gemara's going to go through, that they are Asur B'hana. Ditanya arelim lo ye achel. Ein li ela isur achila. I only know that arla is Asur to eat. Hana aminayin. How do I know it's also asur b'hana? Shelo yena mimenu v'lo yitzlabo. You can't use it as a dye. V'lo yadlik b'osaner. You can't use it to light with. Tamalomar va'aral tem arlaso. L'rabos es kulan. You include everything. Rashi says you include even the shomer lepri. You include everything in arla. There are many hashkafic reasons given for the isur of arla. Some say that the Rambam says in Morin Avuchim, as he says by many mitzvahs, that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to use magic in order to make their fruit grow very quickly. Even in the first couple of years where usually fruit don't produce a lot, they used to use magic to be mamaher the fruit coming. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Isser Arla. Right, anti-Avodah Zarah. Many mitzvahs, many averis, according to the Rambam, Morin Avuchim, is anti-Avodah Zarah. So that is that's the Rambam. The Ramban, ala Torah, has a different shot. The Ramban in Kedoshim says that the Isser is because it's really a function of the mitzvah of Ravai. Hashem wants us to give the best fruit, to give the first fruit to Him. But you can't give the first 3 years, there's usually very small, inferior fruit. So you don't want to give those to Hashem. So the fourth year, Mistama, that's the first year that it's going to grow very well. So that's the one that goes to Hashem, and that's why, as a function of that, the first 3 years are off limits. Two ideas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Good. Bekelei akarem. How do you know minala? How do you know that's aser bano? Amar chizkia amar kra pen tikdash. Pen tukad ish. We think that's what it means. You're going to have to burn it. You're going to have to burn it. That's a reflection of Isser Hana. Ravashi Amar, Pen Yihyeh Kodesh. Maybe there's a different way to understand the word. It's going to be holy, meaning like Hektish, which is Aser Bano. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. If it's like Hektish, go even further. Ima Kodesh, Tofes as Dama, Vyotze Lechulin. Hektish is Tofes as Dama. If you try to switch the Kedusha, the money becomes Kodesh, and the item goes Lechulin. Afkilei Akem, Tofes as Dama, Vyotze Lechulin. Right, why don't you say it's exactly like Hektish? Okay, fine. Go back to the first pshat. Pen Tikdash is Pen Tukadesh. Vaiter. Shor Haniskal. Shor. Just one other Chashkechemed that he brings up here in terms of the Isser Hana and what's yours, what's not yours. He has a case where... Where's the following case? Shela Talash. Somebody was picked a beautiful flower from a Gan Ironi. From a public area, beautiful flower. The Kiddush Bo'isha, Ha'imi Mukudeshes. Oshema Me'achar Va'Perach Shayach L'Kol Anshei Ha'ir Nimsa Shekiddush B'Mamon Achayim V'Lo Mukudeshes. First of all, is that stealing? Right, you have a public area, beautiful flowers. You're not supposed to pick the flowers from a public place. So if you picked it, is that Aser? Is that Aser? You did an Aveira, fine. But is that yours? Right? Is it? And even if it belongs to the whole city. Do you have a Shavat Pruta in that? Does it depend how big the city is? So he discusses the Achronim here on the next line of the Gemara. Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is Aser Bana, and therefore you can't get married with it. Ask the Karanora, ask the Onagyantav, ask Rav Yashiv, all here. Why do you have to come up to the reason of Isur Hana? Just say Egla Rufa comes from public monies, from Mamana Tzibur, and therefore you don't have a Shavat Pruta in it anyway. So, even if it wouldn't be Aser Bahana'a, you wouldn't be able to be Mekadesh with it. So, he quotes a couple of answers. Zobrasin quotes this whole discussion. He quotes one answer from his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, who says, since everybody from the B'nai Ir have a Chelek, so he has a Mitzvah's Bailus. So he would have a little bit of Bailus, enough to be Mekadesh the woman. So maybe here too, it depends. If it's an Ir Ktana, V'toshaveh Mu'atim, and the man pays taxes, so he has a Shavat Prut that's worth in all the flowers. So maybe he would be able to get married with it. But if not, not. But then he says maybe not. He says maybe, no, it's different. Here, the city doesn't want the flower back. You are a ganav, you're right. But you can't replant the flower. There's no chiyuv hashava on the flower. You're gonna have to maybe pay for it. You're gonna get fined. But the flower's yours. Right? Even if you did something wrong, pashas, the flower is yours, and therefore, the marriage would work in this case. Especially if you give the flower to somebody else, it's nikne b'shini rishus. Right? Either way, not that this should be done, but that is that's related to Egla Rufa. Okay, to Shor HaNiskal and Egla Rufa coming up. Okay, we continue. Shor HaNiskal Minayin. How do I know that a Shor HaNiskal, an ox that killed someone that's going to be stoned, how do I know that that's Aser Bahana'a to Tanya? Mimash B'Shenemar Sokol Yisokel Ashor. From the fact that it says this ox should be stoned. Edi Odeyesh HaNevela Hi. So I know it's not shechted. It's a nevela. Remember, trefa, animal shechted with a problematic, with a different problem. Nevela, it's not shechted. So, from the fact that I know it's stoned, I know it's a nevela. V'nevela Asura B'Achila. And a nevela is not able to be eaten. Ma'atam Alomar Lo Ye'acheles B'Saro. So why does the Torah also have to say you can't eat it? Magid lachash im shachto lachash ding bradino aser b'achila, to teach me that even if it was shechted somehow before it was stoned, somebody shechted it instead, it's still aser to eat because it's a shor haniskal. Bahana minayin, how do I know it's even aser bahana? Tamalomar ubal hashar naki, the bal hashar is free. My mashma, what does that mean? Free? Shimon ben Zoma omer ka adam shomer lachaveiro yatsa ploni naki minichasav. He's totally empty. Totally empty. He went out naki minichasav. That means he doesn't have any hana from it. Vein lo bahem hana shel klum. Period. Says the Gemara, mimai dahai lo yachel b'saro. How do I know that lo yachel is referring to lehecha d'shachel achash negradina hu da'asa? How do I know that it's referring to a case where it was shechted after the Gemara din? Meaning, even if it was shechted, you can't eat it. Dilma, hecha d'shachel achash negradina shari. Maybe if it would be shechted, it would be mutter. It's only Aser Bana after the Skila. V'ha lo yeachel, what is lo yachel teaching me? Hecha t'sach le miskalu. da'asa. It's coming to teach me a different halacha, that if it was stoned, then it's even aser bahana. Ukedir Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Then Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. This main sugi is in Pesachim. Ukedir Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yavo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Kal makam shenemar. Lo ye'achel, lo tocha, lo sochlu. Whenever it uses the lashon of iser achila in the Torah, echad iser achila, v'echad iser hana. It really includes hana. Not just eating. Until, unless, the Torah explicates the heter of only the Isra of eating, you could get hana, like Benavela says, you could give it to a guy, you sell it to a guy, give it to a ger. So, question mark. So, how do you know Lo Ye'achel is coming to teach me? It's usher to eat if it's shechted. Maybe it's coming just to teach me Isser Hana'a when it's Niskal. So the Gemara says, no. You're right. If we were learn out the Isra Achila from Lo Yachel, then I might have said there's Achila, and then you need a separate marker to teach me Hana. But Hacha, Isra Achila, Misako Yisakel Nafka. You learn it out from the part that says it's going to be stoned. The Isakadad of Lisra Anahu, Dichsiv, Lichtov Kra, Lo Yehane. It should have said Lo Yehane. It doesn't say that. So that's why it must be that. You don't have to include achila in this because you already know it from the Sol Kol Yisakel. So that's why the pasuk must be there to teach me for, specifically for achila, even after it's shechted, right before it is stoned. Last line for us for now. Inami lo yeachel es besaro lamali, or a different way to learn the limudim. Maybe find lo yeachel to teach me that. What does es besaro include? Avagav de shechted kein basar aser, even if it's shechted. Like normal basar is, it's still going to be aser. So lemaisa, we're okay. We have a makar for the iser hana by shor haniskal. Says the Gemara Maskev lamar zutra. Wait a minute. The ema hani milihecha de badak tzur the shachat ba de mechzi keskila. Maybe the only time that it's included and has the halacha like a shor haniskal is where you shechted it and it's somehow connected to skila, where you used a rock or a flint to shecht with. Abel shachte besakin lo. Maybe if you shechted it with a knife, that's totally not related to skila, and there's a difference in shchita, the havamina, with a knife and with other items. Wow, you would have thought that the difference in that shchita? Answers the Gemara, mi sakin baraisa ksiv. What do you mean, shchita? Why should the shchita basakin have any difference in halacha? When it says shchita in the Torah, it does not say anything about doing it with a knife. The Otanya, not only in the Torah, we know Beferish. The Mishnah, the Brisa says in Chulin, Bakol Shoftin, Bein Betzur, Bein Besluchas, Bein Bekroma Shalkana. You could use any type of instrument, of sharp instrument, to shecht with. And therefore, says the Gemara, there's no Havamina. It's amazing. What would that Havamina be about? Why would you have said that there's a difference in the way you do the Shechita? So this relates to, maybe we'll start with this the next time, relates to, how do we look at Shechita? How much is Shechita just result-oriented, meaning what we might call a matir? Or is there significance to the act itself in terms of mitzvah? For example, is there a lachadchila way of doing shechita and a b'diavad way of doing shechita? If there's a lachadchila and b'diavad way, so then you might say that is reflecting of a mitzvah, not just a matir. As Tosfos says in Nida, there's no difference between lachadchila and b'diavad by a matir. By a matir, you gotta do it. You do it, it's mutter. You don't do it, it's not mutter. But a mitzvah, many mitzvahs, there are lachadchila ways of doing mitzvahs, and b'diavad. So for example, you have to shecht rov simanim by a behema. Is there a lachadchila to shecht kol simanim? And then b'diavad, rov simanim? Machlokes aposkim about that. Right? So again, that might reflect it's a mitzvah and not just a matir. Again, you still might count matir as one of the 613 mitzvahs, but we're talking about conceptually, inherently, is it more of a mitzvah or is it just more of a matir? And you have the same concept by tevila, and you have the same question by chalitza, by other concepts as well, but we will stop here. But again, we'll continue, by Hashem, the tomorrow's daf will be put up from the next cycle, the last cycle, and by Hashem, we'll pick up the next time. Okay, we'll stop here.